Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today, Dr. Sherry Keffer. And hi, Dr. Keffer.
Well,
how are you today?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing fabulous. Fabulous.
You know, last time we were together, you started us off with a great scripture and some principles behind that. Let's do that again today.
Awesome. Well, you know, this comes out of my week, which has been talking to some folks. And I just happen to have a week, Steve, when I have people spiritualizing things. You know, I had a friend of mine. It's not a client, so I can share, and I'll keep her nameless and faceless, right? But
okay.
A friend of mine call, and she there's a guy that she's interested in. He just he was suicidal last week, and she had to take him to the hospital. They admitted him. And so she called me this week. It was, I helped her walk through that. And then she called me this week and said, well, I've decided I'm going to start dating him. And I said, what? You know, he just was hospitalized for suicide. But what's going on? And she said, well, I prayed about it, and I really believe it's what God wants me to do. And it's not the first time this week that I've had someone say, it's just what God said, or it's, you know. And I told her, I said, sometimes we spiritualize things so that we don't have to go deeper, and we don't have to have people ask us questions, because maybe we don't want to hear what they have to say. And so it took me to Proverbs 20, verse 5. And I love this verse, because it says, knowing what is right is like deep water in the heart, but a wise person draws from the well within. And that's why I love this show, Steve, because people call us, and where we go is into that deeper water. We have to draw out in people what is going on, because there's not an easy answer often. You know, it's not something God told them to do. They just, what's going on inside this person that they would actually want to start dating someone that just got out of the hospital?
I can't think of a scripture passage, but I'm sure it's in the Bible somewhere, where God must surely have said in his word, don't put words in my mouth. And we say it all the time, or sometimes we say it, but I think people put words in God's mouth because it's what they want to hear from God, but really they are their own God. And when they say, I have heard God speak, you know what? You actually have. You've heard the highest power in your life, yourself.
It's true.
Say what you want to hear. Well, we may not say what you want to hear, but we're saying what we hope is what God wants you to hear right here. Hey, let me read you a testimony before we go to the break. It's from it's from a guy that went to Every Man's Battle. He said, I was a recovering alcoholic long before I was a sex addict, so I was familiar with the way the addiction process works in the mind, but I've never had it put to me in a more understandable way than Jason Martinkus presented it at that workshop.
Yeah.
I believe in any recovery, Christ must be the center of the program, and with Every Man's Battle, he is. The washing away of our sins with the blood of Christ on Saturday night was probably the most moving thing that I have ever done. May God continue to bless New Life Ministry. You know, this is so typical that someone would have these feelings about New Life and Every Man's Battle and their recovery and Jesus when just 2 days prior or 3 days prior, all they felt was bitterness, resentment, shame, pain. If you want to be free, if you want to put your life in a different place and a different perspective, you call us and let us meet you where you are, where God wants to meet you, right there and help you to be free from whatever it is that is keeping you from living the life God called you to. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number. We'll be back. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back and really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. It's a great day, and we love getting to do this. I love getting to do this with Dr. Keffer, and I hope and pray that if you've never gone to tv.newlife.com, you'll go there. And you'll be part of, well, some of the stuff that she's done. So powerful. Like, who doesn't want some insight in how to deal with a narcissist? They're everywhere. Sometimes they're on radio. So you just never know where you might meet one. But hopefully they're recovering from it. They're doing better than they were last year or something like that. So go over there, tv.newlife.
And I also wanted to say Jason and Shelley have done some shows on tv.newlife.com. You read that testimony of that person, and I want to direct people to that, to listen to some of the work they've done. Both of them have done individual and together stuff, and it's fabulous. So very hopeful.
All right, let's go to Bill. Let's talk with Bill, who's calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WBYN. Hi there.
Hello there. Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon to you.
The reason for my call today is not really to ask a question. More. It's more about just calling in to give a voice for men who are in the struggle and are working through grief and other issues. I listen to your program pretty regularly, and some of the recent calls have just kind of stirred me to want to call in and just encourage men to stay with it. I've been on the journey for probably 30-plus years, and I'm in a really good place right now, but it's been 30 years of tough work, of anger, of disappointment, of blowing a lot of money on bad counselors, blowing a lot of money on the wrong medications. I'm in a couple of very strong men's groups, which is kind of the core of I guess what you would call my recovery or my of my coming through a lot of my deepest areas. But just a call, just calling to encourage men who are on the journey to stick with it, whether you're at a good place or you're at a place you never thought you would get to. Just keep going. Some days it's a voice you hear on the radio. Some days it's a friend giving you a call. Some days it's just the sun shining and things seem to be going your way. But it's all part of the journey, and I think of it like a wilderness journey. And men are adventurous people, I think, by nature. And don't be so focused on the fix or the answer or getting to the goal. The process and the wilderness journey, that's the goal.
Wow.
As long as you're moving.
No, well, that's so huge. Oh,
Bill, thank
heart.
You. Yeah, for that encouragement there. And while you're on, As you look back on your hanging in there, and I hear the deep emotion that you feel, what do you think is one of the biggest reasons that you were able to hang on even when you were discouraged in this process?
It was the first thing that comes to mind is I think I turned a corner or turned one corner, and I'm very careful to point to, you know, one point in time, because I think we're all looking for the silver bullet,
and
it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch. It's like a shotgun. There's a whole lot of pellets. It's not a bullet. It's a whole lot of pellets.
I like that.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I think I one of the biggest growth points for me is when I finally gave myself permission to fail and to say, I told my friends, I'm retiring the Superman cape. I don't want to wear it anymore.
Well, that's powerful.
And I found out the core people who don't know me on a close personal level look at me and see a very different person. And you know, we can't be completely transparent to every person we encounter each day.
Right.
Otherwise, we'd be a freak. But for the people who don't know me, would never guess of the insecurities and the things that I struggled with. And I'm the guy that's always helping people, and you know, I'm the nice guy, the good guy, and all this and that. And one of the things I realized is a lot of my goodness and giving was coming from a very selfish place of trying to take care of my own insecurities, and not coming from a true giving place. It was trying to take care of myself in kind of a disguised way.
Yeah.
And when I realized that's what I was doing, it gave me permission to stop doing so much for people, and it was okay to take a vacation from that. You know, I'm not propping the world up. In some respects, I thought that I was keeping all the plates spinning for everybody. There's a lot of enabling, a lot of doing things for people that they should have been doing for themselves. But it was a veiled effort to try and take care of myself.
Yeah.
And when I finally And when I had that awakening, and it wasn't a moment in time, it was a process, it allowed me to let go of that and just be kind of in neutral and unplugged for a while. And I'm reengaging now with a very different attitude and a much purer place. And when I can't give or I find my time is restricted, I don't feel the guilt and the worry. It's just, I can't do this right now, and that's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
And maybe someone
well,
else
it sounds
can
like-
help. In the gap right now.
Such freedom.
It sounds like to me that you are continuing to develop insight and wisdom into the process and into your gifts, your limitations, and your motives. And I think it's so great when people will just do something rather than sit there and do nothing. And then, after they've done it a while, to stop long enough and to say, okay, now let's look at the real motives here, and let's look at the heart issues behind the actions. And that's just all a part of this gift of recovery, is that we become deeper, richer people, that we really understand ourselves and are able to give ourselves more fully, completely, and freely to other people, and not give ourselves when the motive is wrong. Bill, thank you for this. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible. I hope that you will enjoy it, and I think you've really inspired greatly a lot of men here to go deeper, stay on the journey.
Very cool.
All right, let's go and talk with. How about we talk with Cameron from Atlanta, Georgia, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi there, how are you?
Hello, and blessings to you and your staff and everyone involved with this paramount ministry.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully one day I'll be in a position to start supporting the ministry financially, but believe me, what is being shared over the airwaves, I do distribute among those who connect with me on Facebook or through the ministries at church that I'm involved with.
Very that's cool. Great.
Thank you. How could we help you today?
Yes, it's more of a twofold. One, to give you a little history. There was in my life, all of my relationships that I've had they ended up in betrayal of some sort. Mm. And where the woman cheated. Out of all five of them, the fifth being my marriage, the same scenario. It ended up in betrayal.
Wow.
And when I tell you I sought God and I needed answers and I started hating the world and hating God and
I'm sure women were on that list, right? I mean,
women,
yeah.
They were. I would never open up to them.
Yeah.
More or less, they became objects to me,
yep.
Which in turn turned into pornography, gratification, and so on and so forth. But I just wanted to encourage men, especially Derek and men like Derek, which was a call before.
Where his wife had had an affair. His wife had
correct.
Had an affair.
Yes, when his wife had the affair. That we have to understand that regardless of what we go through in this life, nothing will ever amount to the decision, because it's all boiled down to decision. The decision that Christ had to make to die for those who he would know would betray him in those same like manners. So for that insight and looking at what Christ has done enabled me to stop and stop blaming and start looking at my life and what I was contributing to the fact that Christ had to go to that cross in my sin.
Yeah.
So it made me stop so that he can talk to me. And through his word, and to reiterate what you were referring to about God saying about his word, that was Numbers 23 and 19, where he said he's not a man that he should lie, and he's not human, and I'm paraphrasing. I had staff to look that up, but I'm paraphrasing. Basically, God's word doesn't return to him void. So when people synopsize in their mind what God said, if it doesn't line up with God's word, he didn't say it. It's our own self.
Right, exactly. Okay, so I got a question for you. In your search and in the work that you've done, what have you discovered about you that has somehow resulted in repeated betrayal by every significant woman you have a relationship with?
Because, and that's a grand question, I was able to look at me and what I was doing to God. All of my sins, all of my strongholds, all of my indecisions, all of my...
And what did you discover?
Yeah.
I
discovered I wasn't relying on him. So relying on his way.
All right, but there are people that don't rely on God, but they're in relationships where betrayal isn't the consistent theme.
Correct.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That's true.
So
correct.
I get it that you weren't relying on God. Yeah, absolutely. But have you discovered anything else beyond that would help you move forward with greater wisdom and knowledge and insight into your own situation?
Well, after looking at what happened in my marriage, I'm thinking marriage was the pinnacle. I was safe. It was, because you're not married, people do cheat and so on and so forth. But because it wasn't, I looked to pornography. And I considered myself not as tainted as she was for what she did. But I had to realize that my sin, even though it was with the computer screen, was just as bad and it's just out of God's will as hers. So if I'm pointing the finger at her, I needed to point the finger at me.
All right, I get that. Those are very spiritual things to deal with. But that isn't the answer to how did you get attracted repeatedly to women that would betray you? Or what was in the relationship that led to repeated betrayal? Have you done anything along those lines?
Their background. of abuse, relationships, and I became this rescuer.
Okay.
And I didn't need to. I didn't need to be the rescuer to be in a relationship. I needed to be a rescuer to show Christ. And oftentimes we get into relationships, just like you mentioned, the person who, the person who said that they want to be with this person who's suicidal. We want to rescue, but we're supposed to be Christ in our mortal flesh, in the mortal flesh, to share Christ and His hope and His direction, not to be in a relationship.
So, Cameron, I have sat with men like you, and it's so funny that you're bringing up five, right, this number. And I have sat with men, and I understand the rescuing. But another element that they discovered about themselves is that they fell into intensity. They were attracted to very intense women and got sexual really quick. They had sex very quickly with women who acted out. And that's why it kept happening over and over and over again.
Correct.
So that sounds like it's you too.
All right. Yeah. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and I'm really excited that our ministry trip this year is going to Ireland. We're calling it the Irish Connection, and it's New Life's 2015 spiritual adventure. And I sure hope you're going to join us.
There's a lot of cathedrals you're going to visit along the way with such an amazing history of Christianity here in Ireland. We're called the Land of Saints and Scholars. The scenery is amazing, the history, whether you're in the castles and the west coast of Ireland, and then when you come up to Dublin, the contrast between the countryside and then the capital city, which is quite a cosmopolitan European city now with some amazing architecture. You're going to be spoiled for choice with the museums, whether it's the Book of Kells in Trinity College or Chester Beatty Library. Some of the oldest manuscripts in the world are housed there.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of the Irish Connection. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Sherry Keffer is in the studio, and always great to be with her. And you can check out all that she does and all the rest of us do at tv.newlife.com. It is a great, powerful, transforming tool of this ministry. If you were to want to support this ministry, a gift of any kind, I'm going to send you Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud's new book, Our Mothers, Ourselves. That's our way of saying thank you. For a $100 gift or more, we send you the summer fun package of a beach ball, a wonderful mason jar, acrylic mason jar with straw, and a beach towel. They all have our logo on it. They're wonderful. I think you'd love them if you would just say, hey, I could do this. I could help them this summer. This could be my project. We want to be your project this summer. So you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. By the way, I'll be in Lincoln with Women of Faith on August the 28th. I'll be at the Huntington University opening of the Townsend Institute for Leadership and Counseling. I'll be speaking there August the 29th. And on September the 11th, I'm going to go down to San Diego to the CareNet National Conference and then up to Anaheim to speak at Women of Faith. And then on the 12th, I'll be in Bensalem speaking at the Conquering Grounds Music Festival in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. I'd love to see you there. Come by. You can get details at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's take a call here. And I want to talk with, how about Samantha from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I've got a question for y'all. My husband and I have, we're a blended family.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a pretty tumultuous marriage. Much of the disagreement has always been based on parenting styles and whatnot. And I'm a huge vacillator. If things aren't perfect, I'm looking for the eject button. And in fact, we separated for a couple of years, but I went through intense healing and have an amazing life coach and everything. And I'm back in the home, and I'm here to stay. The commitment level is finally there for me, you know.
Great, great. And tell me, in that counseling process, what do you look back on as the most significant thing that helped you recommit or commit for the first time and be back forever?
Probably just the realization that it doesn't all have to be all good or therefore it's all bad. You know, we can work through the problems in life together. It just because he doesn't agree with where I want to eat that night doesn't mean that he hates me. It doesn't. And then, I projected a lot of my past experiences onto him, just like, okay, so why is he not coming to bed tonight? He must not love me anymore. He must, you know, be in there watching porn because that's what the first husband did, you mm-hmm. know. And no, he wasn't coming to bed because he knew I didn't feel well and he wanted to allow me to rest while he visited with the company that was over. You know, I mean, okay. it had nothing to do right. with him, but I would project my past experiences onto him.
Well,
so those two were huge takeaways.
So what's the question for us then?
So, here we are now, and I've been ill for a couple of weeks now, but Friday I spent all day at the hospital, and I got home, and my husband was upset with my child because he made a mess when he was trying to get the leaf blower out of the garage, and he didn't clean up his mess. And so he was talking to all of the children and telling them, you know, that they need to clean up their messes and stuff. And one of my kids said, well, I didn't see the mess. Or, you know, I didn't know that that's what that was. And he said, well, you're just dumber than I thought you were then, aren't you? And I was like, whoa, time out. You cannot talk to my children like that. You cannot call them dumb. And he took offense to that because I questioned his authority in front of the children, which I know I shouldn't have done that. I should have, pressed pause and we go in the other room to talk about it or whatever.
Right.
But,
okay, so, but what was his response to the offense? Did he ever say, man, I shouldn't have done that, or?
He talked down to me for calling him out in front of the kids, and one of my kids said, don't talk to my mama like that. And he said, you know what? Y'all just get out of my house. Y'all just go. And so I was like, is this for good? Do you want us out now? What do you mean? He said, just go. Just go. And I said, well, let me know what you mean by that when you get that figured out. And that was Friday, and here we are several days later, and he still hasn't made any contact with me or anything. And, you know, I'm staying with friends. And I can't just keep putting friends out because...
Why did you go? I'm just curious. Why did you feel like you needed to go?
Because he told me to.
And that gave a message to your children that they're at the mercy of whatever he tells you to do, right? We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and I'm really excited that our ministry trip this year is going to Ireland. We're calling it the Irish Connection, and it's New Life's 2015 spiritual adventure, and I sure hope you're going to join us.
It looks like an amazing trip. The wonderful combination of breathtaking scenery, particularly along the drive of the Wild Atlantic Way. You're traveling through at least three of the national parks in Ireland, Clare and Killarney and then in Wicklow, which is considered the Garden of Ireland. Picturesque, dramatic scenes, some of the castles, just really mystical and magical places. So as well as the beautiful scenery in Ireland, you will get an opportunity to listen and sit with Milo and Dave and Steve for the evening talks. You are in for some good fun and good stories.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of the Irish Connection.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Samantha. It's a blended family. And you know what we want to see is blended and blessed. I did a sermon on that at Heartland, how we get to that place of blended and blessed. We want the disasters that we create to not be repeated, and we want to instill security within our kids that have been tossed about by our own mistakes, and that's not happening here. Sherry, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so forward? Hey, Samantha. So I just want to acknowledge, you know, anytime any parent uses words that are verbally hurtful, verbally abusive, like you're dumber than I thought. I mean, that's not right. We just need you to know that's not right. And your son needs to know that that's not right. And eventually I would hope that your husband would own that and make an apology, right? But he's not the one on the phone.
Right.
Let me tell you what I'm hearing. You know, maybe I'm reading in between the lines as I listen to you, but it sounds like it's not blended well at all. It sounds like his and hers. You were talking, I thought, it sounds like they all have their own towels, you know, his towels and her towels, you know.
True.
There's not a lot of shared towels, you know. And the reason I say that is because you used several times, and you might not even realize this, but when we're angry, kind of stuff just leaks out. You know, this phrase is like, you cannot talk to my children, and these are my children. And then your son even said, don't talk to my mama. Do you hear this ownership? And that's going to really work against, it's going to work against helping you guys to work together in a partnership. You stay apart rather than working on partnering. And so being a vacillator, going to that place is kind of easy because it's pretty scary to enter in with someone in any relationship, right? There's with vacillators, there's a push and pull. There's a come closer, move away, And I think that's why he said, when he said go, you left, because, okay, I'll go away.
I'm a people-pleasing vacillator.
Okay. And so,
I'm a vacillator with extreme people-pleasing tendencies.
Yeah.
No, well, we heard that. We definitely heard that.
And so really, there's a partnering issue in this relationship, because leadership is trickle down. And so there's a partnering issue. There's someone that needs to get in and help you and your husband develop a partnering plan. I would love to hear you and him rephrase that. We don't talk to our kids like this. We don't talk to any of our kids like this. Honey, that's not okay. But when we go to my, he feels left out. All of a sudden, he feels left out, ganged up on, even though what he did was wrong.
Right.
And then he takes his toys and goes home. And both of you stay in reactivity. So as far as parenting goes, there's a book out there called Love and Logic, Parenting with Love and Logic by Klein and Klein. There's even a video series that they do, and there's some trainings that are all over the nation that help you to develop a team approach to discipline, so that one of the parents or the other parents aren't overwhelmed by it. And it uses empathy plus consequences.
Right.
And it sounds like y'all don't have a tool yet, one, for parenting, since that's the hottest button you have. But it might be something that you guys could work on together. Because if he's overwhelmed, he's probably exhausted after you weren't feeling well for 2 weeks, so his resilience was down. I'm not making excuses, but he just comes and he says something he should have never said. But somebody needs to work on the repair work with you all and then get you a tool and help you do some parenting issues together and partner on that.
You know, if there's anything that the book Parenting with Love and Logic does, is it helps you to respond rather than react to tough
very
situations.
Well, Steve. Very
and
well said.
You both are very reactive people and not responsive. And I want to tell you, in the area of parenting, the unpardonable sin, well, there are a lot of them, but I'll tell you, the abusive language of "you're dumber than I thought," you need to see that as one of the most severe criminal acts ever inflicted on your child. And you need to get your grown-up voice back, and you need to respond with, "This is not going to continue. We are going to get some help, or it's over." Because your children must not be exposed to that kind of sickness, because they will never ever forgive you for doing your little passive people-pleasing thing while they remain victimized by a very sick man. Now, how long did you know this guy before you guys got married?
We dated for about 2 years.
And he never indicated that he would be so stupid as to say to a child, "You're dumber than I thought you were"?
No, it wasn't until the wedding bells, you know.
And
does so he do? Were, does he do you, this often, or is this a one-up?
No, this is what we have our disagreements about. Is, you know, I am more laid back and.
Well, hold on a second. I don't even want you to say it. I can't even stand to hear you say it. Parenting style? That's not a parenting style.
It's abuse.
That's abuse. Don't call that a parenting style difference. You say, "He is abusive to my children. I am not abusive to his children." Do you see the difference there?
Yeah.
Your kids' lives depend on you stepping up and being an adult in the face of a horrific crisis. Now, you guys were involved sexually before you were married?
Yes.
And so you felt like you were kind of obligated to go ahead and marry him.
Well, it was, I'm I had my doubts before I said I do, but I was at that time allowing fear to control my life, and my biggest fear is that I would lose my children. And I was afraid that if I didn't go through with the plans to marry him, as I had been planning for a while, then the kid's father would end up with mm-hmm. custody of them. I knew that that was a very bad situation.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you see that you're still living motivated by fear?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, are you involved in any kind of program to help you?
I have a life coach,
Does she let you get away with saying that you have a different parenting style than him?
We haven't really talked a lot about that.
But you know what, honey? A life coach is not allowed to do therapy. They're not a therapist.
Right.
You really need somebody to help you look at what Steve's inviting you into. Is why am I allowing myself to stay in emotionally destructive relationships that are abusing my kids?
And a life coach can't do therapy, and they can't do anything if you're not going to tell them the area of your life that needs the most coaching, which is you need parenting coaching, and you need a voice. You need a voice coach. Because you've lost your voice. Now, I'm being a little tough on you because I only have a couple of minutes with you. And you have these children. They're speaking up for you. And you speaking up for them, that doesn't do anything. You have to act for them. You have to do something for them. So that you give them some hope for the future. And that hope comes from your healing and you're not subjecting them to a man who demands his way with a child. And he has exhibited no ability to lead or parent your children.
So a good book for her would be Leslie Vernick's Emotionally Destructive Marriage.
Yes, it'd be so good.
And you know what, Samantha? Leslie did some shows with Steve and I on TV.NewLife.com, and I want you to listen to her and get her. We'll send you her book. But that would be a really first step while you're in this state of being separated from him in the moment to get some perspective on what's going on.
The greatest thing that could happen is that you and your fear could decide, I'm going to do some stuff in spite of my fear. And the healing begins.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. And we're really glad that you're with us. Now, just before we go to the next thing, because it's a really cool thing that we're going to go to here. But, Sherry, let's just talk about Samantha and her situation a little bit. I just want to encourage anybody in a situation like this, and that's why I'm talking like this. I want you to see the potential damage if you don't act, if you don't do something. And if you don't have the courage to do something, then, you know, you need to get the support of other people that can help you have the courage to do it. And but anyway, what can you say redemptive to the rest of our listeners about this situation? I was a little tough on her because I don't want these kids in this situation anymore.
I think that's what I heard, Steve, is kind of your papa bear, which is okay. When it comes to kids and it comes to verbal abuse, we need to have an advocate that's very clear on that. And I was encouraged that she said that wasn't okay. Yeah. So I think she does have some resiliency, but I think what you've invited her is to go deeper and to look at that and own her voice and own her power so that doesn't continue, because it's people end up, you know, how many people I sit with that had a parent say that exact thing and they end up believing in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that I'm stupid, yeah. I'm not smart right. enough, and they right. don't get the jobs they want, they don't go for the things that they'd like to do because their dad said that. That's how damaging it is. So yeah. we have to take it seriously. So,
well, I tell you, that stepfather of her children is a bully, and that's about all I can say. All right, so I'm going to send her Healing is a Choice. I hope it's helpful. I hope she'll get to the
and
workshop.
And Leslie Vernick's book, we're going to send her
yes,
the one.
Yes, let's get that.
Yeah.
All right, so a great movement, a great organization, Save the Storks, and you know, we just pull people off the street to come in and be on radio. Walking by
hardly.
Jeff Gilbert. And Jeff, welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Oh, great, Steve. Thanks so much for having me. This is exciting.
You're welcome. Tell us about what you're doing with Save the Storks.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up in music ministry my whole life. Played in Christian music all through my 20s. And so when
the
I stepped
band
out
you
of
were
band,
with, the, yeah. the band you were with, they're pretty cool.
Thank yeah. you. Yeah, I played drums in a band, Cutlass, for 8 years. And got to travel to 17 different countries, all 50 states. You know, see millions of people, you know, just worshiping the Lord and being affected by our music ministry in that way, which is exciting. So,
and I happen to know that you sold a couple of million albums from that tour, and there aren't a lot of people walking around the face of the earth that can say they've sold a couple million anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's you had great success.
Pretty humbling. Yeah, I had no idea that that's what God was going to be doing with our music for sure.
So now what are you doing?
So what I'm doing now is, like you mentioned, Save the Storks. You know, like when I told my mom I was stepping out of my band, she just, first thing on her mind was, honey, I'll support you in anything you do, but why are you leaving this huge ministry to go save some birds? And so
yeah, right.
I said, Mom, no, what's the mythological, you know, story of a stork? It's the one who carries and delivers a baby. So just to kind of put it in a nutshell, great friend of mine, Joe Baker, he's the president of this organization. He had this vision about 4 years ago where he realized that there's such a huge demographic of people who are in an abortion vulnerable or committed situation that when they receive an ultrasound, they end up choosing life because they recognize the life in their womb rather it being, you know, a mass of cells or a clump of tissue like an abortionist would tell them. And so we figured, how do you get a ultrasound machine at the front of an abortion clinic? Because we all know that an abortion clinic will very, very rarely show the ultrasound of the baby to a mom who's about to abort that baby.
About 90%
that's right.
that are abortion-minded will change. change their mind once they see there's a little real life little baby there.
That's right. That's right. So we decided, well, we could take a Mercedes Sprinter bus, which can be parked in a normal sized parking space, so we can legally park it directly in front of an abortion clinic or on a university campus or city festival or, wow, or you know, any kind of place where people are. We want to get to the people. We
get
don't
to
expect
the masses.
People to come to us. So
yeah,
we said, let's take this Mercedes Sprinter bus, let's turn it into the most beautiful mobile medical unit possible, outfit it with state-of-the-art ultrasound technology, partner with pregnancy resource centers around the nation, and we can do street witnessing and counseling right there on the sidewalk.
Wow.
And offer ultrasounds right where they're at. So we have a pregnancy centers that are now seeing about a 400% growth spurt in the first year of going mobile with us.
Wow.
And we're seeing about 80-90% of the women that board our buses choose life once they've seen that image.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So
it's a great ministry.
Thank you so much. You know, when I joined on with these guys of September of last year, we had 4 buses in production or on the street, and now we just built our 15th and landed it in Riverside, California.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have 5 more in production, 5 more pregnancy centers just came on board, so we're hoping to have 25 buses operating by the end of this year.
Now, a lot of people know I paid for an abortion when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I dealt with the guilt and the shame for years. Mm-hmm. So it's obvious why I would be involved with this. But why did this capture your heart so much?
Thank you for sharing that, by the way. That's a huge part of my ministry with Save the Storks, is really focusing on post-abortive parents and how that they can find healing and reconciliation through their past decisions. The reason that I got involved was because I've always been pro-life, because I've always been in love with Jesus. My parents raised me in the Lord. They started churches out of our living room. When my mom was pregnant with me, I'm the third child in the roster. And so they already had a son and a daughter, and here I come. And her gynecologist was really pressuring her to abort me. My mom had some health issues and complications that would have made the pregnancy a risky one. And her gyno just said, you already have a boy, you already have a girl. You just need a dog and a white picket fence and you're good to go, so you don't need this pregnancy. And my mom, with all of her heart, was saying, all right, this woman is my ministry. This woman's going to deliver this baby, and this baby's going to have, you know, a calling on their life. And so I've always cared very deeply about life. I've always cared about people. I've always cared about, you know, God choosing you. It's not about choosing life, even. It's about choosing you.
Well, you were chosen.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
you were that child that could have been aborted. And
yeah,
so from so many people have that, and they stick with the negativity of that, which is,
right,
I'm rejected, no one wants me. But you've taken that, and you're blowing that up and saying, I am chosen, and I'm choosing to give life to others. Mm. That's
now,
huge.
Jeff,
yeah.
We're out of time.
Already.
But give an 800 number. People could call if they want more information about this. They want to support you. What is it?
You know what? I'm going to ask you to go to savethestorks.com.
Got it. Savethestorks.com.
That's it. There's a lot of ways for you to get involved with us.
Okay. All right. Thank you for stopping by. Don't go away. I want to talk to you after this. We are just about out of time, and I hope and pray if you need some help, you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, same thing. I've mentioned it, the Summer Fund promotion, $100 donation. You get the beach towel, the beach ball, the acrylic mason jar with straw. All of that with our logo on it as a way of our gratitude to you, our way of saying thank you to you. A gift of any kind will send you John Townsend, Henry Cloud's book, Our Mothers, Ourselves. And I hope to see you in a city at Women of Faith coming up. Louisville, August the 14th, and Philadelphia, August the 21st. So I'll be in Louisville tonight speaking there at Women of Faith. It's the farewell tour. Women of Faith came out of New Life 20 years ago. And what a ministry that's been. 5 million women have come. Also, Every Man's Battle is September the 11th, right there in Dallas, Texas. This could be the beginning of sexual integrity and sexual purity for you. So come be part of Every Man's Battle. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Keffer. And thank you, all of you who support us. Thanks, Jeff, for you being here. And hey, pray for somebody that may be thinking about giving life or taking life. I pass up a a clinic every Saturday, women praying for those going in.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.